Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
Your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's a cold day, but it's sunny at least, and sunny, and thanks, Cher, too. Yep, it is. And are you in New York City and Queens? And let's see, it's 10 a.m. here. All right, I gave all that information. That's enough. Well, we're going to talk about Fiddler on the Roof. Yeah, like never before, because this Fiddler on the Roof is being performed in Yiddish. That's right, at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Battery Park. And, well, what we're going to do, we're going to talk to two of the performers, Adam Shapiro, who portrays a rabbi, and James Monroe Stefko, who is, well, he's definitely one heck of a dancer, and he has a role, too. So let's get you both on. How are you guys?
Hey, Mo.
Good.
Great.
How are you? Good morning.
Okay. Now, just so I know who's who, I'm not going to announce the whole numbers. Who's area code? Oh, wait, who's area code 630?
That's me. James.
Well, you say me. Me is Steve?
James.
Me is who? James?
Yeah, James.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to get. Okay, so James, you're the 630. Okay. And the rabbi.
Yo, Dustin.
Okay. I just want to make sure who I'm talking with. Did you guys happen to see my review?
I did.
I did. Thank you very much.
It was one heck of a show. I have to. Okay. So let's start with. Now, first I just want to ask. Okay, I'll go one to the other. My question about. Have you been in Fiddler on the Roof before, Adam?
Only in high school. I did my high school production. I won't say how many years ago that was.
And who did you portray then?
I was Tevye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was the only time you got to be Tevye. Okay, that's okay. And and James, have you ever been in Fiddler?
Nope, this is my first time.
Well, that is really interesting. Okay, so let's start with the burning questions that I had.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're doing this for, okay. So first let me ask, are you both with the Yiddish Theater?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So my first question is, okay, Adam, do you speak Yiddish?
A little bit. I started working with exactly. I started working with the National Yiddish Theater back in 2008. Prior to that, I spoke no Yiddish. So they, you know, they hired me for the first time, and they said, we can teach you. And so now I'm still far from fluent, but I would say, I speak a little, and I understand a little.
Okay. That's good. Well, when you grew up, did you... I know I grew up, and it was Yiddish was spoken in my house behind my back.
Yeah, that was not my parents don't speak Yiddish. I know my father's mother didn't speak any Yiddish. My maternal grandparents probably knew a little, but they had long stopped. I don't think they spoke it enough to speak to each other.
Oh, okay.
I think they understood a few words, but not, they couldn't converse in it.
Oh, okay. And how about you, James?
I am a goy, and I don't speak Yiddish.
You're a goy?
I'm a goy.
And a goy. My son is a goy.
But I will say, in college, I studied German on my own, and...
Oh,
Once I was handed the lines at the audition for the dialect coach, I felt a little comfortable because I looked at it and was like, oh, I realize some of this. But also that was a really big hurdle to get over because I had this like German accent and I pronounced things like they were German, and I had the dialect coach, had to beat it out of me the entire rehearsal process.
Oh, okay. That must have been interesting.
Yeah. But I'm happy I had that background. Otherwise, I feel like I would have been very lost, more lost.
So now, did you both then learn the lines? In other words, everything was in transliteration, I guess, right?
Correct.
That's, I mean, right. Obviously, you. I don't think either of you can read Yiddish correctly. Am I correct?
Well, I did just learn my Yiddish alphabet, Aleph Beis. So I stumble through Yiddish letters.
And I know the Aleph Beis from, you know, from Hebrew school.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, we still need the transliteration.
Oh,
but.
Yeah, no, I would imagine. The thing that I got to notice, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the difference between when you're looking at Yiddish words and Hebrew words is that Yiddish doesn't have vowels.
Hebrew doesn't have vowels, correct?
Well, Hebrew has the little symbols under the letters as vowels.
Right.
And I'm not knowledgeable enough to make a definitive statement, but I believe you are right that those vowel symbols do not appear when you're reading Yiddish.
Because I noticed that where I was trying to figure out what was on the that it said Torah.
Oh, yes, at the back of the stage.
Yeah, and I looked at it, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. That must be Yiddish because there are no vowels there.
That's right. Although Hebrew, like the writing in the Torah, doesn't have vowels either.
That's true. I thought of that also because when I got bat mitzvahed, there was no, I had to like memorize it kind of thing.
Me too. James, we'll get you a bar mitzvah one of these days.
Oh, please do,
yeah,
please. Better late than never.
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's now, let me get into, before I get into each of your like backgrounds and stuff that you do, here comes the burning question.
Okay.
So you're doing a show like this, and I should go spinning between my fingers when I say it. Okay.
Adam does that often.
You forget a line. You forget a line. What do you do? You can't. You don't know Yiddish. What do you do?
That's a good question.
Have either of us been there yet, Adam?
Well, I think I was there once or twice. In addition to playing the rabbi, I'm also the understudy for Tevye and Laser Wolf. And I have had to go on about four times as Tevye.
Oh, you have? And, yeah?
Yes, I have. And there, I think there have been one or two times. I'm not sure if I forgot a line or if I started to say a line from another point in the show.
Right.
Similarly, you just kind of have to make the realization in your own head that you screwed something up, and then sort of just instantly go to the next thing you can remember from where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
I've worked enough in Yiddish that I can. I could form a small sentence if I needed to. You know, and now also, you know, James and I play father and son in the show, and a lot of times we're walking across the stage together and we'll be talking to each other. And these are lines we make up.
Right.
You know, my favorite of James is still Tate, ich will ice cream.
What, say it again, baby.
Say it, James.
Tata, ich will ice cream.
So, father, I want ice cream.
Yeah.
So, that's what we can do. You know, we can form these simple sentences.
kind of things when you're not heard, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When your microphones are off.
Tate, who is the Afikoman?
Who is the Afikoman? Yeah, he just learned
Afikoman.
The word Afikoman.
Last night, my new word.
Yeah, we'll have to have a Seder when Passover comes.
Well, that'll be, hopefully it'll be that long,
the new run.
I see the run. I got all the information on, I guess, who's on the cast.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be going to Off-Broadway.
Yeah.
Very
exciting.
Very many people are being dropped.
No. It's not that anyone's being dropped, because we were, we were only supposed to be running through the end of the summer. And so because of that, certain people had to leave at the end of the summer because they had booked other jobs.
Right.
And now a lot of those people are coming back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
good.
Yeah, certainly it's not that they're just dropping cast members. It's that the originals are coming back.
Oh, good. Now, I want you to be both to be honest about this. Of all the times, I mean, I've seen Fiddler on Broadway. I've seen, mm-hmm. In the movies. I've done Fiddler on the Roof myself twice. What? In terms of the show, did you think this was the best rendition of it, or did you think one of the others was better, like the movie or the? Broadway show.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
I love,
that's
I
hard
love
because we haven't even seen our production, But I would have to say, I have to agree with everyone that says this is the definitive fiddler.
Yeah, I mean, I saw, neither James or I is old enough to have seen the original. But I mean, I saw the national tour twice with Theodore Bacall. I've seen the last two revivals on Broadway. Of course, I've seen the movie. I did it in high school, but I just think our production is so special in that it's sometimes with these larger productions, they get so big that it becomes more about bells and whistles than about telling the story and really seeing the character.
Right.
And I think that's what I love about our show. And I think that's what people are really responding to, is that they can really see the story and the people and the struggles and the joys and the life, you know, that it would have been in Onatesca.
Right. Yeah. One of the things I enjoyed is that there was nobody, and I have to use the word overacting.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that in terms of overacting, I think, you know, when you do it in the movies or when you're doing it on Broadway, you know, you have to be bigger.
Right.
You know what I mean? To get it across. Yeah. And when you have a space that's a little more intimate, you don't have to, not that it's toned down, it's exactly enough.
Yeah, you have the luxury of being able to be a little smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so now with the dancing, of course,
yes,
there's the two major dancing. That's the
L'Chaim and the wedding with the bottle dance.
Right. Were you in both? Did you do both?
Yes.
Okay. Have you done a lot of dancing prior?
Oh, yeah. I originally started dancing in college, and since then I've done many operas, musicals, ballets. but what's really cool about this production is we're staying pretty true to the original Jerome Robbins choreography.
Right. Which is what you like about it.
Well, I love our choreographer and musical staging director, Stosh. He's done, I don't know how many fiddlers, and he's in direct contact with the original dance captain of the production. So he has all this history built up, and it's really cool to hear where the step came from or why Jerome chose to do this, or it's like this because. That's the most interesting part, which really fuels the dancing.
Now, should I assume or not that the hat that you're wearing for the bottle dance, that there's a Velcro or something?
No, absolutely not.
No,
it's just a hat.
Really?
It's a real deal. It's just putting a bottle on top of the hat and going. And with that, there's risk involved.
Yes, there is.
Bottles do fall.
Wow. Has it ever happened?
Yes, a few times. In fact, I dropped my first bottle last week after 5 months with a clean record.
Wow. I mean, like, did it break all over the place?
No, it's a pretty sturdy champagne bottle.
Oh,
but
okay.
It is glass. Yeah, and tradition has it that if someone drops a bottle, the dancer cannot return to the bottle dance, but they're replaced.
Oh, really?
With a new dancer.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I gotta say, you know, in... What are we up to now, James? 120 performances?
Must be.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
I have to say that in 120-ish performances, I think I can still count on one hand the number of times the bottle has dropped.
Okay.
So it's not a regular occurrence.
Right.
Well, that's interesting to know, because I think I saw a performance. Well, I think I was, I did Fiddler twice, once in community theater, once in dinner theater. And the one in community theater, I think they had Velcro.
Right. You know, it happens.
We had Velcro when I was in high school. It's okay.
Oh, okay. No, it's that. Yeah. Well, the dance part is also, you know, just the whole thing.
When I'm the rabbi, I'm not on stage for the bottle dance. But when I'm on as either Tevye or Laser Wolf, I'm on stage watching. And the first time that I was, it was when I was on for Laser Wolf, when I was on stage watching the bottle dance, I was holding my breath. Watching it is stressful.
Yeah, I have to say, one of my favorite moments of this entire contract has been opening night. You could feel the energy in the audience. They were all dying to be there. And it was our opening night bottle dance. And the staging, we have a cymbalist behind us who's crashing as we do the knee crawls. And then the clarinetist is on stage with that amazing music. And the excitement was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
In fact, it was almost too exciting because I was dancing with a bottle on my head and it was very precarious. But I made it through opening night.
I've had somebody comment that they were like not concerned that they, with the translations. Having to look at, you know, one side or the other, and then you not being able to focus directly on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like your eyes had to go from side to side to see the translations.
You've got to sort of figure out what works best for you in that, depending, of course, on where you're sitting. But the beautiful thing that people have said a lot is that because they're so familiar with Fiddler on the Roof, you know, I've done other shows in Yiddish that are
right.
not well known, so people have to rely on the super titles the whole time.
Yeah.
So many people have told me that they know Fiddler so well that they didn't have to look at the super titles as much.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. I looked every once in a while because I wanted to see if any of the things had some different translate, but particularly
uh-huh.
songs.
Yeah,
that
and they
you
do.
Know that I would take a glance at. Didn't bother me at all to do
sure.
that. But then again, it was interesting. Of a person that I was with, he was one of the ones that commented about it, and I said to him, "Have you ever gone to the opera?" He said, no. I said, well, it's kind of like that.
It's the
so
same
the
thing.
Opera, you, yeah. Or, and if you go to the Met, you know, it's like sitting in front of you on the chair.
Right.
Yeah. On that same note, I've had many people, Goy friends and people who aren't familiar with Fiddler on the Roof, and even they've said, oh yeah, after the initial shock of the first number, after that they found the Yiddish quite easy reading the super titles along with the show.
Yeah.
Which is even better. I think of course there's so many people who are so familiar with Fiddler and they don't need to watch at all. But I think it's even greater that people who don't know the show at all or it's their first time, they're like, oh yeah, after the first number, I had a fine time following me along.
It would have been interesting to see if anybody who's seeing this show all together for the first time that never saw.
We've had people who are seeing it for the first time. I've had at least a couple of people tell me that they, you know, this was the first time they'd ever seen it, they'd ever seen the show, and that they almost now don't want to see it in English.
Well, that's funny. That's interesting.
I can't blame them.
Well, hopefully I'm gonna come to the show, you know, when it goes uptown.
You must.
Oh, I hope you will.
I have a different public relations company is taking over.
Okay.
When it's done, that's how I got all the information, actually.
Yeah.
Because I get emails from all these, you know, public relations companies. So, and I went, oh, that's not the same one. Oh, okay, I guess they got it when it goes uptown, which is not a problem. I'm sure they're going to do, you know, because what I'm going to do is, even though I did a review, I'm going to be putting in another article about, like, our whole conversation about this, you know, because this is not things I wasn't able to talk to anybody to get this kind of thing, you know.
Right.
This had to get set up. Although what happened is I was waiting for Accessoroid, and as I was waiting, I waited a long time, you know. then Jackie had come out, and I had met her like two or three times, and I thought, she's not going to remember me. So I just kind of basically said hello and told the last time. And I didn't tell her I wasn't really looking to interview her, but I was very curious, because as to why, you know, if she was in the Yiddish theater, and she said no. I said, what made you decide to do that? And I think she said, Joel asked me. I guess she must have met Joel Gray. I was curious. I said, do you speak Yiddish? And she says, no. And she would, for some reason, I don't know why, I thought that she could speak Yiddish, you know. But I just thought it was, you know, kind of interesting to see. That's why when I wanted to do this radio show, because I was curious about, you know, how everybody did the show not speaking Yiddish. But then again, I guess, you know, like if somebody does opera, they don't necessarily speak Italian.
Right.
Correct.
And they have to sing in Italian. You know, so it's no different than performing in another language. But being a show that you're that familiar with makes it a little easier.
Right. That was one of my biggest fears going into this, because this, as a dancer, this is actually my biggest speaking role to date, and to be doing it in another language. Before we started rehearsal, I was just thinking, how am I going to do this? But Joel was really brilliant with the direction, and we did it in English. We would rehearse the scenes in English first.
Oh, really?
We all really understood what was going on in the scene.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we would switch to Yiddish.
Yeah, it was very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. And I like it. One of the things I really liked about the show was that the sets were just exactly no more than you really needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was fine.
If you
know?
Notice, we don't have a literal roof. We don't have a literal roof for the fiddler to fiddle on. It's all just constructed out of tables and chairs and benches, and it's enough.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's perfect. And also, coincidentally, I think it was this past week they had the Fiddler on the Roof. The movie was on TV too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was on a. But it wasn't on the made. It was one of the cable stations.
Okay.
It's making a comeback.
And I thought.
Yeah.
What a coincidence that they're doing
you
that.
Chaim Topol, who played Tevye in the movie, he came to see the show.
Yeah.
And he came backstage and said hello. He was very nice.
Yeah.
That was exciting. We've also had the Rosalind Harris, who played Seidel in the movie, and Neva Small, who played Chava in the movie, have both been to see the show.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
It's
crazy
really cool.
Who he's met.
Oh, Lord. Well,
over these past 5 months.
It's been amazing just who's been there. James can tell you how much I freaked out when Bette Midler showed up last week.
So, and I just want to catch. So, by the way, Adam, so you live in Astoria?
I do.
Did you grow up in Astoria, or was one
of
these?
No. I'm originally from Indiana.
Ah, okay.
I'm a Jew from Indiana. we exist. I promise. I moved to Astoria when I first moved to New York in 2004, and have been in the same. I've stayed in this neighborhood ever since.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to find out any other of the actors or dancers or whatever that live in Queens.
Oh, well, Jennifer Babiak, who plays Golda, lives in Queens.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and Ben Liebert, who plays Muttle, and, who else?
You had a whole spread about that.
Yeah, there was a local paper that did an article. Actually, you know who else is in Astoria is our stage manager, Kat West.
Do you know which local paper did it?
Oh gosh, I have it somewhere, but my room is such a mess right now. I would have to look it up and let you know.
I'd be curious because I got a couple of
other
local papers.
Here it is.
Papers.
I found it. It's the Courier.
Oh, the Courier did well. Okay. That's good to know. The Courier did it before. Well, maybe I have to see. Because I have two other newspapers. Queens newspapers that could be interested.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, now with the transfer, we're going to be hot news again.
Yeah. Well, we're always going to be hot news.
We're always going to be hot news.
Well, with the transfer, the Queens newspapers have the habit of not wanting to do anything unless it's in Queens. Or Queens-related people. And me, I could write whatever I want. I'm the arts and entertainment editor of the newspaper. So I have, you know, I could write about any place in the world I want to, you know. Yeah, which also gives me opportunity to review the Broadway shows, too.
Oh.
Nice for you.
Yeah, I was supposed to see the Cher show. I don't know, something about somebody got sick and they postponed it or something for me to go to it. I said, okay.
A little different than Fiddler, but...
A little bit.
Yeah,
still probably good.
I'm sure. Just a pistol. Okay, guys. All right, guys. I'll let you go. Is anything else, anything you want to tell us and put out there? You know,
just hoping all your listeners have a great holiday and a great new year. and hope that everyone comes to see us at Stage 42.
Yeah, on a new stage.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll make sure that gets out there, too.
Well, tickets are on sale today, aren't they?
Sorry?
Hmm?
Tickets went on sale today, right?
Oh, I think they did.
Oh, yeah, come to think of it, right. I just, when you said, because I'm looking, it's the 17th, right?
Yes.
Tickets are now on sale.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, I'm going to take a look. I'm being curious to see just the difference in price, just as curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no clue yet.
Yeah, we don't know anything about that.
Yeah, you don't get a cut, so you don't care.
Yeah. But it was great talking to you, Merle.
Yes,
yes, thank you
same
so
here. I appreciate the information, and hopefully I'll see you guys again.
Yeah, we'll see you uptown.
Yes.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks
you too, Merle.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Ciao,
bye-bye.
Ciao.
All right. So, well, I'm going to end the show. And so, everybody, have a great, whenever you're listening to this, have a great day, afternoon, morning, nap time, whatever it is. And I just have to find, really, don't make it a point if you go to come into New York, unless you're from another country and you don't want to just come to New York to see Fiddler. But make it a point. If you do come to New York, this is a play not to be missed, really. So, and the chickens, the rubber chickens are taking a nap. That's the thing I'm going to do.